Welcome back to another edition of Pick 6, presented by Sports Authority. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, and we have a twist for you at the end of the show. So stay tuned, because we have a question for you. But first, let's get to your questions. Jackson from Palm Springs, California asks, I always thought taking the points was the right thing to do early in the game. What did you think of the Vikings going for it on fourth down last week? I love the call by Leslie Frazier, going for it on fourth and goal from the 1 yard line on the first drive of the game. The Vikings had already driven 15 plays and 81 yards to punch it in on fourth and goal. Really let the Vikings set the tone for the rest of the game. They were physical against another physical team, and I thought it paid dividends for the Vikings as the game went on. Our next question comes from Tosin in Maryland. Will Jerome Simpson be able to practice this week or just play in Sunday's game? Also, what's the deal with Jarius Wright? Jerome was reinstated on Monday. He can practice all week, and he'll play in the game on Sunday against Detroit. It's going to be great to have him back. As for Jarius, the rookie wide receiver the Vikings got in April, I think he's healthy enough to start playing. It's just a coach's decision. That decision is based on his health, and it's based on the Vikings' specific game plan that week for their opponent. Soon, Jarius will get on the field. When that will be, it's up to the coaches. Our next question comes from Matthew O. With Mistrell Raymond's injury, do you think Antoine Winfield could play safety? Could he play safety? Probably. Antoine can probably do anything on the field that he wants to, but I think he's best playing cornerback, specifically nickel corner, where he guards that slot receiver. Leave Josh Robinson and Chris Cook on the outside in the Vikings nickel package. As for safety, Jamarcus Sanford is the next man up. Remember, he was in the training camp competition for a starting spot. Mistral won that job to start the season, but now this is Jamarcus' turn to step up to the plate and fill in for an injured teammate. Our next question comes from Brandon. Do you know why we haven't seen John Carlson targeted as much? That's been a question a lot of people have asked, but remember, we've only played 3 games, so we have 13 more to go in the regular season. John is coming off a knee injury, plus he's new to this offense. It might just take him a few weeks to get used to this offense. I think as the season goes on, John will become more involved. Our next question comes from Christian. Do you think Antoine Winfield can hold Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson to a limited amount of catches and yards? Not many teams have been able to do that, but the Vikings are going to have to try this Sunday and then later in the season when the Lions come here. I don't think it's going to be up to only Antoine. You might see Josh Robinson on him a little bit, and you might see Chris Cook on Calvin Johnson as well. The other thing is, the Lions moved Calvin Johnson into the slot last week when they played the Tennessee Titans. So, since Antoine usually plays in the slot, it'll be interesting to see if our defensive coordinator, Alan Williams, lines up Antoine against Calvin in the slot, or if he moves Antoine to the outside in the nickel and moves someone else inside. That is going to be a fun matchup to watch on Sunday. Our last question comes from Nate A. in Fargo, North Dakota. After upsetting the 49ers, what do you think we'll have to do to slow down the Lions' offense? Slowing down the Lions' offense is tough to do. Matthew Stafford, their quarterback, had 5,000 passing yards last season, but that's our task this Sunday. 2 things I think the Vikings should do. The first, on offense, have long, sustained drives. Last week, we had drives of 16 plays, 11 plays, and 12 plays. They all ended in touchdowns. What that does is puts pressure on the opposing offense to answer, and that gives the advantage to the Vikings' defense. Our pass rushers can pin their ears back and get after the quarterback. The second thing to do is on defense, be sound on first and second down defensively. If you can slow down the Lions' running attack, especially on first and second down, that forces the Lions' offense into third and longs, and that also gives the Vikings an advantage. That's it for this week's edition of Pick 6, but remember, we have a question for you. The question, who do you want to see as a special guest on next week's Pick 6? You have 3 choices, linebacker Chad Greenway, punter Chris Cluey, or quarterback Joe Webb. Send your choice and your questions for next week's Pick 6 to the email address at the bottom of this screen. And don't forget, this Sunday, Lions-Vikings at Ford Field, kickoff at noon Central Time, and you can catch the game on the radio on the Vikings Radio Network. Our buddy, Paul Allen, calls the action. 3, 2...